pertaining to one LeBron James.
If the Cavs do nothing by Thursday, it is essentially buying LeBron a plane ticket out of town. And reading how they've handled the last 6-8 months, I think that's kind of where Dan Gilbert wants him to go.
Windhorse, a guest on SportsCenter, Spurs, and the Suns to follow in the 10 p.m. hour. As first reported by Yahoo Sports, the Clippers and guard Lou Williams have agreed on a 3-year deal prior to Thursday's trade deadline.
Mike Golic here. Coming up Thursday, Eagles center and Super Bowl champ Jason Kelce joins us. Plus, the latest from Adrian Wojnarowski as the NBA trade deadline looms. Golic and Wingo Thursday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Welcome to...
If you've ever stumbled through a social media site around Valentine's, you know women love to show off what their boyfriend or husband surprised them with. So this year, be the one who wins Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order early, you can get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99. Valentine's Day is almost here, so don't put this off. Get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99 from 1-800-Flowers. This gorgeous bouquet of radiant pink and red roses is the perfect Valentine's surprise she's guaranteed to love. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red and pink enchanted roses for only $29.99 is a great reward for ordering early. This Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red and pink enchanted roses for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Score excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Josh McDaniels withdrew from an agreement to become the Colts head coach and will remain with the Patriots as their offense coordinator. Indianapolis later released a statement saying they were surprised and disappointed and will resume their head coaching search immediately. Multiple assistant coaches have already signed Colts contracts thinking they'd be working under McDaniels. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo is reporting that all indications are that several coaches that are already under contract will remain with the Colts with whomever they hire. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Bills defense coordinator Leslie Frazier is one name that came up. Meanwhile, Garofolo is also reporting the Panthers place interim general manager Marty Herney on paid leave while the NFL investigates into harassment accusations made against him by his former wife. Carolina is searching for a full-time GM after firing Dave Gettleman in July. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Want to know my favorite word? Simple. It's how I run my life. Wear the same work boots every day? Simple. Have the same lunch? Simple. Take the same route to work? Simple. But sometimes my job gets complicated. That's why I use Grainger. No matter what issues the job throws at me, Grainger keeps things simple. Online ordering? Simple. Managing my inventory? Simple. And if something pops up, Grainger's got my back with 24/7 customer support. Simple as that. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
505, welcome back. Welcome to hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. plenty to get to tonight. Iowa State, Iowa, you and I touching all the bases this evening on this National Signing Day. Matt Campbell wrapping up his press conference in Ames earlier this afternoon. Says he expects to have an update on Iowa State quarterback Kyle Kemp and whether or not he's going to get another year of eligibility from the NCAA sometime soon. We hit on you and I already. We will get to the Cyclones with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. He's going to join us in hour number three. 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight. A $50 gift certificate from Hertine and Stocker, located in Iowa City, will serve as the prize. And we'll spend a bit of time talking about Iowa and Michigan State from last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena as well. As a matter of fact, we'll touch on it toward the back end with our next guest, Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com, who joins us today on what we're referring to as Signing Day 2.0, or the late signing day now. Traditionally, this was a huge day for people in your business, Tom, but now it's sort of anticlimactic. What's up?
Yeah, it was. I kind of just said yawn today. I mean, it's kind of boring. It's weird because I think fans are still treating it like it's the biggest day. I saw some of the traffic reports on Rivals, and our guys told us that it was like right up with last year, and I know my old pal Shannon Terry over at 24/7 had tweeted out that their traffic was way up and everything. But if you're in the industry, if you're doing the job, it's sort of like most of the hay was in the barn, as Hayden Fry would like to say. So it just didn't seem like it was very much of a dramatic day, other than the one kid who had his mom leave when he announced for Florida.
Four or five guys, I think, the final total today. Any of these guys look to you like they could be difference makers for the Hawkeyes? We've seen over the now 20 years that Kirk Ferentz has been at Iowa, sometimes these late gets that not many people know about get here and turn out to be pretty good players.
You know, I'd focus on the linebackers that are coming in just simply because there's openings there. You graduate your top four guys, all three starters. There aren't any guys that you can say, wow, okay, that guy's the next in line. We really liked what we've seen from him. We don't have enough of a sample from them. So I'd say, you know, Jaden McDonald, just because, he's a fairly highly recruited kid out of Georgia. You think maybe he can come in and help them. It might be more on special teams. And the other guy that I kind of always go to, just because they've had so much success over the years with that last guy in the class from an in-state perspective. So you look at Logan Klemp, just because he's, you know, a linebacker. And frankly, one of the funnier things is, you know, Josie Jewell was the last guy in the class. And this kid's from Jewell, Iowa. So I thought that was kind of interesting just from that perspective. So maybe keep an eye on him, see how he develops. And, maybe down the road he could if he has half the career that Josie did, it'd be a pretty solid career at Iowa.
I want to talk about Jaden McDonald for just a second. He was one of the, like we talked about later, commits of the class out of Georgia. And I think he was a recruit, or he had been committed to Rutgers and then decommitted and chose Iowa over Ole Miss. How big of a get was this? And when did he sort of kind of become one of the top targets for Kirk Ferentz and the staff?
You know, I asked Kirk about that, and they had kind of been a little bit engaged with him before then, but he committed to Rutgers. And then after the early signing period, they kind of went, he didn't sign. And so they kind of reengaged, and he decommitted officially from Rutgers, ended up visiting, and came up with his mom, and they really liked it. And I think we're probably in the same boat. We all kind of figure, well, if an SEC school gets involved with the kid from Georgia, it's going to be tough to get him out of there. But Ole Miss has got their issues right now with their overall program. So I think that probably helped Iowa a little bit. And I think it probably helped that Iowa has some openings there that they could sell and say, hey, you could come in and potentially get in the two deeps early on and maybe get some early playing time in Iowa City. And that probably sold it for him at the end of this.
Tom Caker joining us from HawkeyeReport.com, looking back on National Signing Day, what is left of it anyway. This is the first time that we've all been through this two-part signing day process. What do you think some of the good things about this are? And then obviously some of the bad things we've seen play out, coaches leave, scandals pop up at programs, kids have already signed their letter of intent. When you step back and look at this in the first year, pluses and minuses.
I think overall it was probably a positive, and I'll just look at it from the purely from the Iowa perspective, and just probably from everybody's perspective. January was always just this poaching month where a kid might be committed for a year or whatever. Other program misses out on a kid. Maybe they're not as warm as they thought they were, and you end up having your program poached. Or and Iowa's done that too. They've taken guys from other programs. That was taken off the table. It just didn't seem to be engaged in that much in December. And everybody, I think, kind of thought, well, there'll still be some guys out there. We can still get those guys. And I think that's a real positive for these kids because made it an easier process for everybody involved, parents, prospects, probably coaches as well.
Now, Tom, I think a lot of people are wondering about an in-state recruit and John Wagner out of Dowling. And I look at him, and you think he has the body type and the strength and the size to get some playing time right away, but that is an absolutely loaded position group. What do you think the expectation is for him year one? Is he a likely redshirt candidate?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's a redshirt. That's a really deep position. They've got a lot of experience there as well. So I would suspect he's going to come in, get his feet on the floor a little bit, develop, get in the weight room, get a little stronger. And then maybe year two, you start to see him work his way in there and potentially work into the two deeps year two, year three for Iowa.
Never too early to start looking ahead to 2019. What are some of the areas you think Iowa will need to work on?
I think quarterback for sure. They're down to three scholarship quarterbacks right now. There's a kid out in the Western Iowa named Max Dugan, who's their top target in this class, and he is wanted by a lot of people. I mean, Urban Meyer was out there to see him. James Franklin's been there. Scott Frost is going to be all over him. So I think he's going to be kind of the glamour recruit for Iowa, at least out of the in-state kids. He's probably the best in-state quarterback prospect in a long, long time in the state. So I think that's the position. I think running back will be a little bit of our priority. I know we asked Kirk today about Tokes, Akinrabadi, and his health, and it was still kind of cloudy on that front after his little medical scare. So they're, potentially Samson Evans or Tyron Tracy may end up getting a look at running back here this fall. So I think that's going to be a position they're going to have to build some depth up at. I think those are where you start at for Iowa next year.
Tom, before we move on, I see Kyle's made it back from Iowa City. Anything that Kirk Ferentz updated us on that we need to know about that's not related to National Signing Day or recruiting? You mentioned Tokes Akinrabadi's health. I'm sure he addressed some of the guys who've left the program as well.
Yeah, he said, he confirmed that Marcel Jolly's gone. He confirmed that Lucas LeGrand and Adrian Falconer are gone. It sounds like LeGrand's just going to graduate and be done with football. So, good luck to him and his next step. And Falconer's going to try and play. So, and he talked a little bit about Ryan Boyle leaving the program and just, they're going to help him do whatever they can to help him find a good landing spot. So that was really about it. And they announced spring practice is going to start on March 21st, and they're going to do a Friday night spring game again this year on April 20th. So fans can start to plan ahead and think about getting to Iowa City on that Friday night.
Moving to basketball, Tom, 96-93 Michigan State over Iowa last night, but a much better performance. And I think a lot of fans are asking the question, where has that energy been all season?
Yeah, some idiot tweeted that too. That was me. I tweeted that during the game. Where's this team been all year? And it was a lot more energy. But still, you look at the defensive end, as good as they were offensively last night, and they were really, really good, they really, again, struggled, giving up 96 points to Michigan State. Not that Michigan State isn't a bad – they're a really, really, really good team. Maybe one of the more talented teams in the country, but, you know, you still can't give up 96 and expect to win. So that's – they're still trying to figure out that defensive side of the ball and closing out a game. You thought, you know, when they got up 7 that maybe they could close that out, but they just – they couldn't bring it home. And that was unfortunate because they had a chance, a couple possessions there late in the game. That's the difference between being a good to great team and just, you know, what Iowa is this year. You know, the good to great teams find a way to get a bucket there, get to the foul line and get some points on the board, and Iowa wasn't able to do that.
You were in the post-game interview room along with me last night. When you took a look at Tom Izzo, that looked like a defeated man. There's a cloud hanging over that Michigan State program. He did his best not to acknowledge it last night, but there was one reference to outside noise. As an observer who doesn't cover the Michigan State program but is still in the know, do you get the feeling that maybe that was the last time we see Tom Izzo at Carver Hawkeye?
Boy, I don't think so. But I never rule anything out anymore. I mean, just you never know what bombshell is going to drop around the corner. And there are plenty of bombshells already that have, you know, exploded at Michigan State. So you don't know. But you're right. He did just look, I mean, you know, he talked about playing 5 games in 12 days. But I think the rest of the stuff has just worn that team out. And they have played a lot of close games and games that you wouldn't think we're going to be close, and it just didn't look like a team that was on the same page, and just kind of I wouldn't say going through the motions, but they just Izzo just seemed distracted in that post game for sure.
Number 14 Ohio State this weekend. What do the Hawkeyes need to do to go on the road and make a game of it just as they did against Michigan State? And you can't say play defense because we know that's not an option at this point. But, you know, give me a couple pointers here on the Ohio State game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, one thing they're going to have to do is do a much better job on Bates Diop, because he really just kind of took over the school last showing. And they're going to have to play more efficiently on offense. I didn't think they were overly efficient on the offensive end against Ohio State, and they didn't create foul problems for them on the offensive end and really attack the belly of that, because Ohio State is not a deep team right now, and I don't know what you know, Cam Williams' situation is. I know he got suspended late last week, and I don't know if he's back with them yet or not, but that's just another player out of their mix, and they probably only went 8 deep with him. So I look for Iowa to really kind of try and use their size and pound the ball down to the post against the Buckeyes Saturday.
Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us. We appreciate it as always. Have you shared the big news with your son Jack yet? Lonzo and his girlfriend are expecting.
I this is news to me, so I have not learned that until just now. So.
Tell him the word on the street is that if it's a boy, they're going to name him Jack. See what the reaction is.
Or Big. Could they name him Big?
Baller. You got to stay on brand. Maybe LeVar 2. That'd be in keeping with the brand.
Even better. I'm sure he'll be excited to know that there's another Alonzo coming this way.
I was hoping someone would ask Fran last night about Joe Wieskamp getting an invite to join LeVar's league, but it didn't come to fruition.
I went down to see Joe last Friday when they were playing Bettendorf, and I joked with him about it afterwards. I didn't include it in my story, but I said, any thoughts on joining that big baller league? He just laughed, and he goes, no.
All right, we appreciate it as always, Tom. Take a breather, and the next thing you know, Big Ten tournament right around the corner in a couple weeks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Thanks.
Lonzo Ball.
The last thing we need is a Joe Wieskamp, LeVar Ball beef.
Now, they're not beefing. He's just trying to get all of these prospects. Hey, man, don't go to school.
So that's actual news. That is an actual thing. LeVar Ball is trying to get Joe Wieskamp.
I think there are a couple other players in the state that he's reached out to. He's sending, and hey, it's 2018, man. You know what he's doing? He's direct messaging these top recruits
Sliding into those Twitter DMs,
as the kids say, saying, hey, if you don't want to go to college, come play in this startup startup league that he's trying to get off the grid. This is
incredible.
And all I could think of, to tell you the truth, I see this story today that...
How many millions of dollars is he going to make off of this?
Lonzo and his girlfriend are expecting, and first I'm like, why is this news? And then I immediately started doing the math to see whether or not I would still be alive when this spawn is elected to some high political office or becomes a celebrity in his or her own right. It's far too early for them to know the gender. Can you imagine what the reveal is going to be? For $59.99, you can subscribe to the Big Baller Brand live stream of the 20-week ultrasound, and there will be LeVar. He'll be in the room with Lonzo and his girlfriend. LeVar just marching in there. I can't get the first take when he was on First Take, and he just comes strolling onto the stage Vince McMahon style, and then Lonzo was just hangdog like behind him. He didn't want to be there.
Did you see you ever see the gif of him? Was it on Monday Night Raw?
Yes.
That one also is classic. The kung fu moves.
I am one of America's foremost LeVar Ball gif scholars. If there's a LeVar Ball gif out there, I've probably used it on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp. Kyle's back with us from Iowa City. We'll find out what Kirk Ferentz had to say. We'll give him a reprieve from bringing you a big board update. We'll handle that one here right around the corner. $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City on the line tonight inside the 6 o'clock showdown. When we come back, we've got news about a football player playing baseball. And no, it has nothing to do with Tim Tebow. Back with more after this.
Love is in the air, and at SeepGeehoit, it's contagious. Because with any Valentine's purchase of $159 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. Now, how is that for romantic? And it all starts with our gorgeous Shy Collection jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane. Then there's our Ed Levin Collection, another New York City designer that is distinctly alluring. And at SeepGeehoit, we have so many other perfect jewelry gifts for Valentine's Day, such as diamond studs starting at just $99, silver and diamond necklaces from $55, diamond bracelets from $495, and of course, the big whopper of all Valentine's gifts, diamond engagement rings from Gabriel & Company in New York. And they start at just $9.95 and will always make your purchase easy with great financing options. Love is in the air at SeepGeehoit, and we're making it easier and more romantic than ever with roses and beautiful jewelry. We're SeepGeehoit Jewelers, the place Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
524, welcome back in, and if there's one thing I can't get enough of, it's sports athletes going from one sport to the next sport. Today, by the way, is the anniversary of Michael Jordan announcing he was joining the Chicago White Sox, and speaking of the White Sox, we'll tell you a little bit about the bus trip that we've got planned involving the Cubs and the White Sox. If you missed that announcement yesterday, you can now get your tickets online. Go to our website, kgymradio.com, and click the link, and we can get you signed up for the bus trip May 12th.
I did a little research today about this bus trip.
Yes.
It's $150 for everything, your ticket and your transportation back and forth, correct?
Yes.
Our seats are...
We're not making any money off this. No. I want to be very clear about this. This is just the cost of doing business nowadays, but... If that seems like a lot of money, and I said yesterday, these are great seats.
200 level.
200-level Wrigley Field behind the Cubs dugout down the third baseline. You did a little research today on StubHub.
If you want to get a single ticket, if you were to get a single ticket on StubHub
to May 12th.
In our section on May 12th against the White Sox, it would cost you $180.
So there you go. You can get to the game, round-trip transportation. There's going to be a swag bag. You can bring a cooler on, small cooler on. All that stuff, all the details available, KGYMradio.com. $150 a person. Looking forward to it. It should be a great time. If we get enough people, we're going to take two buses to the Cubs-White Sox game on May 12th. Now, talking baseball, you may remember Russell Wilson, the Seahawks quarterback.
I do remember him, yes.
Back in 2010, he was a fourth-round draft pick of the Colorado Rockies. Very good baseball player in college. He was a two-way player at North Carolina State. Then he transferred to Wisconsin for his last year of eligibility. Wisconsin didn't have a baseball program, so he couldn't play both sports in the Big Ten. But Russell Wilson, drafted by the Rockies, eventually makes the right decision, possibly the right decision. Who knows how good he could have been at baseball, but it was a much faster path to wealth and success in the NFL for him. He eventually is drafted away from the Rockies by the Texas Rangers in the Rule 5 draft. Well, today, the Rangers have worked out a trade where Russell Wilson is now joining the Evil Empire. So the Yankees, you can make a joke about them continuing to get rich. His lifelong dream was to play for the Yankees. So he's going to go to spring training as a member of the Yankees organization. He's essentially going to hang out with the Yankees for a couple days, maybe a week or two at spring training. He is not expected to do what Tim Tebow did last year, and that's actually play minor league baseball. But I don't know. I think that's, as jaded and cynical as I am, I think that's kind of fun for Russell Wilson.
I do too, but I saw the trade, and what was the verbiage used? The Yankees are trading... Are getting Russell Wilson for future considerations? I just wonder what's involved
future considerations. Maybe a little bit of cash or who knows what. Or the future considerations may ultimately, and this has been done before, the future considerations could be Russell Wilson. They could send him, could spend some time with the Yankees, and then the Yankees send him back.
Sense.
It has happened, but you can look it up. There has been a player to be named later in baseball history who was ultimately the player to be named later. He was sent back. I can't remember off the top of my head who it was. I can tell you off the top of my head, it's time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Iowa almost upset number 4 Michigan State last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Ultimately, Iowa fell 96-93. Tyler Cook led all scorers with 26 points in 37 minutes. The big question last night, how effective Jordan Bohannon would be. He did play 32 minutes and scored 17 points while battling an illness. He said it wasn't the flu last night, some sort of viral issue. The Hawkeyes, we kept our distance just to be safe. Hawkeyes will travel to Columbus this weekend to face number 14 Ohio State. Iowa State plays tonight. They are in Lubbock to face number 7 Texas Tech. It's the first 3 straight games against ranked opponents for the Cyclones. They're 3-7 in Big 12 play. We'll join the Cyclone Sports Network tonight on 1600 AM beginning at 7 o'clock. You and I also in action tonight. The Panthers host Bradley for a 7 o'clock tip time at the McLeod Center. The Braves knocked off you and I 72-53 back on December 31st. You and I riding a 3-game losing streak. Panther Sports Network broadcast begins at 7 on our FM frequencies. Iowa State and UNI wrapped up their 2018 recruiting classes today. No one got a bigger late addition than Matt Campbell and Iowa State. They picked up 3-star prep quarterback Brock Purdy, who chose the Cyclones over Texas A&M. Joe Wieskamp, the incoming Iowa recruit, the new Class 4A scoring leader in boys basketball, he passed Jeff Horner last night. And as Tom Kakert told us, Iowa announcing today they will again play their spring game on a Friday this year. Hawkeye fans, put April 20th. On your calendars.
Is this the third year in a row now?
Second.
Last year was
the first time they did it, and it was, I guess, interesting to say the least. But in the landscape of college football, the Big Ten Network has a little window there on Friday where no one else is doing it, and it worked for them in 2017. So they're going to do it again in 2018. Spring practices for the Hawkeyes set to kick off March 21st. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz, Matt Campbell, and more coming up on the program tomorrow. Audio galore tomorrow if you are a fan of National Signing Day. And interesting to hear Tom say that fans are still treating this as if it's the big deal, as opposed to sort of picking up the scraps the way that it actually is. By the way, Tyler Barnes, the director of recruiting for the Iowa football program, is going to join Rob Howe and me during the big hour on Friday's show at 6 o'clock. So looking forward to hearing from him. We will step aside when we come back. Who dodged a bigger bullet last night, Josh McDaniels or the Indianapolis Colts? We'll discuss next.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I say it all the time. Sports is the ultimate reality TV. Real Housewives, Big Brother, The Bachelor. Sorry, Mel. Heck, go way back to what feels to me like the first reality TV show, The Real World. Remember that on MTV? None of those have anything on sports. No scripted, non-scripted shows here. Certainly not last night in Oakland. Who saw that coming? The Thunder, after 4 straight losses, walk into Oakland and slam the Warriors by 20. They outplayed, out-toughed, outsmarted them, made Draymond Green look like a baby on his way out of the game with an ejection. What are we supposed to believe about these teams? Both of them. The Warriors have more talent than anybody in the league, but against their two most likely challengers in the West, Houston and OKC, they're 1-4. And the Thunder, like you'll see in any reality show, oh, they'll flirt with you. They'll make you think they're darn near perfect, then lose 4 straight and waltz into Oakland and crush Big Brother. Oh, they sure are cute, but man, are they hard to figure out. In 60 seconds, a city is steaming.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract
or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Support excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
I woke up this morning, checked out what happened overnight, and bang, shots fired. Greg Doyle of the Indy Star putting Josh McDaniels on serious blast. McDaniels backing out of his agreement to coach the Colts, and Doyle called him a selfish little jerk and used a beautiful line saying McDaniels was born on third base and thought he hit a triple, suggesting that the coach has been spoiled and a bit fortuitous in his coaching career. But why did this happen? ESPN's Adam Schefter this morning tweeting that a league source told him this was in some way Patriot owner Robert Kraft repaying the Colts for Deflategate to keep McDaniels and hurt them. Imagine that, a dirty side to the Patriots. Oh, sure, I find this story very believable. But even if that was the case, it's still on McDaniels to follow through on his commitment and not leave a franchise high and dry, though that franchise is likely much better off without him. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Dance to your own beat this Valentine's Day. Purchase $699 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get a free Mega Blast waterproof speaker plus power-up charger with built-in Amazon Alexa. A $339.98 value. Helzberg quality, style, and selection make it easy to find that perfect something, and this incredible speaker makes it a blast. So hurry into Helzberg Diamonds and dance out with this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I love my wife, and I really love sleeping with her. I'd like to do it more.
Now that we have Theravent, sleeping with my husband is amazing. In fact, I'd love to sleep with him right now.
Theravent anti-snore strips are getting couples back to sleep together, because now there's no excuse to keep snoring. Theravent is clinically shown to reduce snoring using the power of your own breathing. They're now available in stores nationwide, and you can see how they work at Theravent.com. Theravent, the answer is right under your nose. Not intended to treat sleep apnea. Use as directed.
For Valentine's Day, I got my husband a 23andMe kit so he could discover more about himself through his DNA. He received over 75 detailed online reports about his health and ancestry, and he's fallen in love with himself in a whole new way, a genetic kind of way.
I am a Viking warrior.
Yeah, guess who discovered that his DNA is 18% Scandinavian?
This Valentine's Day, get 20% off your home DNA kit when you order today at 23andMe.com. Offer ends February 14th.
5:36, welcome back in. So much interest in the bus trip. This has me really excited. Again, if you are just joining us, we touched on it yesterday here. The KGYM staff going to take a bus trip with all of our listeners to, well, not all of our listeners, they won't fit. There's too many of you. But those of you that are willing to go with us, tickets available, $150 a person, to a Cubs-White Sox game on May 12th at Wrigley Field. Details available on our website right now, kgymradio.com. 18 and under are allowed on the bus. They just need to be accompanied by an adult. So we're not babysitting. I said this yesterday. We're not babysitting children. We're babysitting adults on this trip. Look, I'm looking forward to having a good time along with all of the listeners. And you do not have to be a Cubs or White Sox fan to go. If you're a baseball fan, hop on the bus with us. Hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much, right?
BJ says that he's going to be the Astros fan.
Yeah, and I saw...
a hockey guy wants to wear a Gordie Howe jersey.
Which is a reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Cameron, his friend, right? Wasn't he wearing a Gordie Howe jersey at the game?
I just got that.
Which may or may not have involved the Atlanta Braves. I think somebody at one point in time went through all of the old box scores and located the game that Ferris was supposedly at that day. Who's winning? The Bears. 319-366-1600. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Our producer Kyle's returned from Iowa City. We're going to have a boatload of audio from Kirk Ferentz for you coming up on tomorrow's program, talking about a number of things, mainly National Signing Day. But let's shift our attention from college football for just a few minutes here on this is a beauty when you've got 3 hours. Lots of times you can get to a national story that I think has a lot of people's attention, regardless of where you're at or who you're a fan of. And that's the news that trickled out late last night that perhaps the Indianapolis Colts didn't have their next head coach. They were supposed to introduce Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots, at a news conference today. It was revealed late last night McDaniels has backed out. The Colts now do not have a coach. The combine is drawing near. The draft is right around the corner. You heard Dari Noka on the sports beat at the bottom of the hour talking about the fact that many people believe Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, somehow McDaniels blocked Indianapolis as payback for the Colts' role in Deflategate. Basically said, look, we'll make it worth your while to stay. Let's stick it to these guys. Maybe, as my wife and many Patriots fans have speculated, there's some sort of coach-in-waiting agreement with the Patriots and Josh McDaniels that if Bill Belichick sticks around for one more year, two more years, whatever, but McDaniels is the guy afterwards. Our poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, who dodged a bigger bullet last night, the Colts or Josh McDaniels? A number of people, Emil's Hideaway, by the way, thank you very much for sponsoring the poll question. A lot of people, I think the first inclination is, boy, Josh McDaniels, I can't believe he'd want to go coach in Indianapolis. They don't know whether Andrew Luck is going to be healthy or not. You're probably only going to get one more shot. McDaniels did the right thing and went back to the Patriots. I think, and I was raised to believe that a man or a woman, usually the phrase is a man is only as good as his word. And Josh McDaniels gave his word to Indianapolis that he was going to be the Colts' next head coach. Granted, there wasn't a signed contract. But to tell you just how questionable this is, his agent fired him. Normally, the client fires the agent. His agent has parted ways with him, basically saying the same thing. If I can't trust you at your word, then I'm done with you. So if I had to answer the poll question, and we want you to join the discussion here as well, 319-366-1600, who dodged the bigger bullet? My answer is the Indianapolis Colts. And Greg Doyle at the Indianapolis Star, Bob Kravitz, a couple great columnists, both absolutely skewered Josh McDaniels, as well as the Colts organization, because look, I don't care if you've got a verbal agreement. Don't tweet out that he's going to be your next head coach if you don't have a signed contract. Don't put on Facebook, here's the link to watch tomorrow's news conference live. And this goes back during the Super Bowl. Guys like Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, there were winds blowing that, hey, wait a minute, I know we've been talking about this for the better part of two and a half weeks leading up to the game, but there are people indicating that maybe McDaniels to Indianapolis isn't a done deal. And lo and behold, he's staying in New England. We were talking in the office earlier today. Josh McDaniels has 1 year as a head coach on his resume. It was 2009 in Denver. He was the Tebow guy, right?
He drafted Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
In the first round.
They ran him out of Denver after 1 year.
I think he was there part of the 2010 season, so it was a year and change in Denver. That was his only head coaching job, and then he went for a year unsuccessfully.
Round down.
As the offensive coordinator in St. Louis under Steve Spagnuolo on a really, really bad offense and a really bad team. But I think the moral of this story is that Josh McDaniels has now launched himself into the job-hopping, untrustworthy category that sees the likes of Bobby Petrino and Todd Graham and to a certain extent Nick Saban in that category. Somebody who agreed in principle to be the next head coach of the Colts and had several assistants leave jobs that they were at, head to Indianapolis and take over positions within the Colts organization, expecting that Josh McDaniels was going to be their next head coach. So I think that, and like you said, his agent decided that he was going to no longer represent McDaniel. So that shows something. But as Greg Doyle said, he just kind of has that vibe of the kid. I think everybody grows up with that guy who with that kid who comes from parents with a lot of money and thinks that they're better than you because they were born to parents with a lot of money, and they kind of stick around home and work for their parents. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but they still have this idea that because they have experienced success that was given to them by being around good people their entire life, that all of a sudden they're a champion. And from all indications, as Doyle said in his article, when he went to Denver the first time as, what, a 33-year-old head coach, he had this idea that he was a Super Bowl champion and he was smarter than everybody else in the room. And they called him Hurricane Josh. And it was a disaster in Denver. I just don't understand, after 3 years of coaching anywhere else other than a place that was led by Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, everywhere else he's gone, it's been an utter disaster. So I don't understand why anybody thought that even the Colts thought this time would have been different. So I think the Colts dodged a bullet.
What do you think? Who dodged a bigger bullet? 866-1600. As many people have pointed out, there have been a number of coaches who've looked very good as coordinators under Bill Belichick in New England who haven't cut it as a head coach. Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss, and in New England, looked like a genius, and he's failed everywhere else that he went.
And I kind of get that same vibe. He looked like a genius, and he thought he was a genius. What was the quote that he used when he took over as the head coach of Notre Dame?
Distinct schematic advantage.
Yeah, something ridiculous. Actually, I think that was the exact quote.
We will have a distinct schematic advantage.
As ridiculous as that sounds, that's the kind of arrogance that this guy, Josh McDaniels, has had, despite never really being able to succeed anywhere that wasn't with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
319-366-1600. Would you hire Josh McDaniels after this?
Who's going to hire Josh McDaniels other than the New England Patriots?
I was going to say, even if I was Robert Kraft here.
That's his only chance, right?
Which, I don't know. I saw this last night, and to me the most disturbing thing was, as you mentioned, McDaniels has spent the better part of a couple weeks working with Chris Ballard, who's the general manager in Indianapolis, to put together the makings of a staff. A defensive coordinator had already signed on. I think the defensive line coach had signed on. These are guys who left their current jobs to go to Indianapolis to work under McDaniels, and now they're going to work under a head coach who very likely is going to be maybe a one-year hire. Because at this point, I don't think you have a long-term option there. And if the head coach is the long-term option, you don't know whether you're part of the picture moving forward. Nobody in that position wants guys working under them who they believe are not 100% on the same page with them. And what it reminds me of a little bit is the situation with Joe Maddon and the Cubs when Chicago made the decision, okay, Madden's going to exercise this out clause in his contract. Hey, wait a minute. We've already told all of our coaches they're coming back. They've already signed their contracts for the 2015 season. Rick Renteria, you're out. Madden's coming in. Guess what? You don't get to pick your coaching staff. Chris Bosio is going to be your pitching coach. On down the line. Now, it worked for three seasons, and ultimately, you saw this last offseason, Joe Maddon has remade the staff, and he's brought in some of his own people, Jim Hickey replacing Chris Bosio, who's now in Detroit, right? Is that where Boz wound up? It's difficult to have to come in and work with guys who, while they may fit part of the philosophy, because people are saying, well, Ballard was helping to shape this as well, and he's still there as the GM, but I wouldn't want to be these guys, and there's no out for them. They've already bailed on their previous employer. It's not like the Cowboys are going to take back the coach that left Jerry Jones. I mean, he's a charitable guy, and you know, everybody loves Jerry Jones to death, right? No. He's just going to welcome, oh yeah, you left us, why not? You left this radio station to go work in another market. We weren't good enough for you. Oh, you want to come back and have your old? Yeah. You can have your old job back. Why not? No, it doesn't work that way. So these guys are stuck. And that, to me, tells me everything I need to know about Josh McDaniels. Now, there was a story going around earlier today on Twitter, and I'm trying to recall off the top of my head the former player. I saw Sage Rosenfels, the former Iowa State quarterback, had retweeted it. Nate Jackson is the former player. He tweeted this out, and it's got a ton of likes, and it's been retweeted all over the place. For context, Josh McDaniels was hired by the Broncos in 2009. I was on the roster and home for the offseason. My parents' landline got a voicemail from the Broncos saying that I had been cut. I called McDaniels for an explanation. His assistant said he'd call me back. He never did. That's a little bit of an insight into this. And these assistants have reportedly said they've heard nothing from McDaniels. He hasn't picked up the phone. Last night, he didn't. If I did that, if I pulled that garbage, I would at least have the decency to call you, to call Kyle, to call the management here in the building and say, hey, I changed my mind. I feel really bad about this, and I you know, maybe we're never going to talk again, but I got to do what's best for me. I got to look out for number one. I would like to think I would at least have the common courtesy, and yeah, I'll say it, the balls to do that.
It's cowardly.
He comes off as a coward. He comes off as untrustworthy. Who would want to play for him? Granted, it's the NFL. You play for the paycheck, and I'm sure there's a number of guys that are like, sign me up, I'll go play. Who wants to play for that guy? Yeah, we'll bring you in. I'm going to give you every chance to win the starting quarterback job. Did you take him at his word? I wouldn't. 319-366-1600. Who dodged the bigger bullet last night, the Colts or Josh McDaniels? Now, we don't know whether Andrew Luck is ever going to play football again or whether he's ever going to be Andrew Luck again, because he's in limbo right now. Nobody knows. Apparently, Indianapolis is extremely secretive. That much I've learned from reading the reports, the columns from Kravitz and Doyle in the last 24 hours. That organization without Andrew Luck is a much different job, certainly. But even if that's the case, even if you learn something new about Andrew Luck, I keep going back, you still gave your word. And a verbal contract to me is a contract. Whether or not there's ink, and I know lawyers and courts would see that differently, it's just the way that I was brought up. You tell somebody you're going to do something, your word is gold.
And yes, and like you said, to then do it and then hide, go into hiding and not make any comment or tell anybody that you're doing it makes it look 100 times worse. And I just go back to it. Those assistant coaches that went to Indianapolis, now I don't know what they do, because
you go to work, you grin and bear it, and you start cultivating job feelers for next year.
But you were brought in for a specific reason. Whether it would be like me getting hired to talk college football.
To be the producer, and then the next thing you know, you're a co-host?
No, okay. Well, me getting hired by this station to talk college football, and then somebody coming in and saying, nope, we're going strictly to talking about rugby
for
the next 2 weeks.
Host of Caddy Smack.
Yeah, exactly. You were there for one purpose, and your style was supposed to mesh with the coach that you were brought in to coach with, and now you're going to have a completely different coach that might have completely different schemes. So I don't know what those coaches are going to do.
That's why I love our listeners. I mentioned a player being traded for himself, and now all of a sudden people are texting and tweeting in all of the players in baseball history that have been traded for themselves, including former Chicago Cub Dickie Knowles.
And 55-51 has the best comparison for Josh McDaniels, and that would be Lane Kiffin.
I can't even see Lane Kiffin pulling something like this, and that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, I'm not leaving Tennessee.
When Lane Kiffin has the moral high ground. Yeah, I mean, Saban, there's one thing to be at LSU and say, I'm not leaving for the NFL, and then to leave for the NFL. But it's not like you're under oath at that point. And you're talking to a bunch of reporters. We know Saban views the media. This was basically a contract negotiation between McDaniels and the Colts. To me, that's the setting is what makes it different. If you're in a press conference, you say, that's people wildly speculating about what I'm going to do. I'm not leaving Miami for Miami. I'm the coach of the LSU Tigers. Next thing you know, Matt Roth is getting him strippers. And that's still one of my favorite. Can't believe we got Matt Roth to sort of tell that story. He kept it a little too PG for my liking. 5:54, we're going to take a quick timeout. A big board update is on the way. Remember, hour number three, we've got Alex Halstead at 24/7 Sports. We're going to talk Cyclone recruiting today. Iowa State's got a big basketball game tonight as well at Texas Tech. And then the 6 o'clock showdown, someone's going to win a $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Plus, hour number three, they've located one of the two voters who gave a Hall of Fame vote to Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood. And he's a University of Iowa alum with ties to the Daily Iowan. I'll tell you who he is. Maybe we can get him on the show, too. I'd like that. Moving forward. Quick timeout. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin and Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
I've said a number of times in this program that nostalgia is a hell of a drug. And Kerry Wood is one of my all-time favorite Cubs. I was in high school when Wood made his debut. It was my senior year in 98. He had the 20-strikeout game against the Astros. Sorry, BJ and Marion, if you're still listening to the program. Kerry Wood said he would throw a humongous party if he got a single Hall of Fame vote. I think he wound up with two. But the folks at The Athletic tracked down one of those voters, and he's an 81-year-old former sports editor and columnist for the now online-only Kansas City Kansan by the name of Alan Hoskins, who grew up in Ziering, Iowa. I admit I have no idea where Ziering, Iowa is. I'd have to pull up a map and look for it. But he's a graduate of the University of Iowa and a former sports editor at the Daily Iowan. And he said that he thought Kerry Wood was a pretty nice guy and wanted him to get a vote because he knew, or he was worried, that among all the 400-plus voters that no one else would vote for him. So he wanted to make sure he got at least one vote. There was one other person who felt the same way, apparently. Kyle's with us. He's going to squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa fell just short of a big upset over number 4 Michigan State last night, falling 96-93. Tyler Cook led 5 Hawkeyes who reached double figures with a game-high 26 points, while Jordan Bohannon chipped in with 17 despite battling an illness for the past few days. But the Hawkeyes allowed the Spartans to shoot 56% from the floor and nearly 50% from 3. Iowa's going to be at number 14 Ohio State on Saturday. It's National Signing Day in college football, and the Hawkeyes came into the day with the most of their class already secured, but the Cyclones reeled in a big one when they learned that 3-star quarterback Brock Purdy out of Arizona would be enrolling at Iowa State. He held offers from Alabama and Texas A&M. They also got a commitment today from speedy 3-star receiver Tavon Kyle out of Georgia, who also had offers from Purdue, Maryland, and West Virginia. Kirk Ferentz spoke about the class today in Iowa City and also introduced new assistant coach Derek Foster. He's going to be the new running backs coach and will likely recruit in the Southeast region. It was also announced that the spring game will be on 4/20, a Friday night, and will not be in Des Moines this year. Iowa basketball commit Joe Wieskamp became the all-time scorer in Iowa high school basketball history last night. He needed 31 and scored 44 to pass former Hawkeye Jeff Horner's mark of 2,194 career points. Fran McCaffrey said Wieskamp is one of the most efficient scorer he's ever seen. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the volatile Iowa State basketball team on the road at number 7, Texas Tech. That's on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We're also going to have the UNI men hosting Bradley, and that's going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Alex Halstead joins us next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Sports Center.